7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Are you ready for this, Pippa? It's gonna start any second. Here we go! Okay, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee! Hello, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and as I was beginning this show, somebody just showed up and is now licking my shirt. Do you want... Yeah, okay, so we have to get... hold on a second. I gotta get the kitty business pit ready. Okay, you need to move first. Now get your kitty ass over here. Get your fluffiness. And now the cat's walking away. Do you want to get in the kitty business pit or not? Okay, I thought as much. All right, it's official. We have the kitty in the kitty business pit.
This is good. You're a good baby.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right, so as the cat starts getting ready, she needs to lick the blanket here a little bit and turn around a few times and then
sit your fluffy kitty ass down.
I don't think my cat's doing much. What are you doing? I don't know what my cat's doing, but I'm drinking tea. Oh, good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're a baby. Hello.
And you might be wondering, what kind of tea do you have today, Tobe? Well, it's only the most delicious Gaoshan. I'm really into this Gaoshan these days. Good stuff. All right, so before we get started... Oh my god. Before we get started, is this cat ever gonna sit down?
You gonna gotta sit your kitty butt down?
What was I talking about? Oh yes, before we get started with all of the very serious, you know, Dubious Goals Committee stuff that we have to do today, I wanna take a minute, just a minute, to welcome any potential new Mastodon users who heard about Dubious Goals Committee and might be listening to it right now. Hello! Hello, all you new Mastodon people and new SDF members. If you're on SDF Mastodon, you are a member of SDF now. Welcome to the club, literally. And if you're a member of SDF, you can log into SDF and you can join our little chat. That's right, we've got a little live chat going on right now in comm mode on SDF. So log into SDF, and once you're at the prompt, just type comm, enter, and you'll be placed into the SDF comm mode. And you'll probably get dropped into our room. If not, we will find you. We will find you and drag you into our extraordinarily interesting conversation about, well, you know, golf balls. No, this is not a golf show. Tobe, what's the deal with the golf balls? Well, if this is your first time listening, yeah, we do spend a lot of time in a creek that's next to a golf course. We end up finding a lot of golf balls, but it's not golf ball season. So, you know, if you really want to hear some of the super exciting golf ball episodes, email me. Email me and I can show you where in the archive you can listen to old episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee. Which brings me to another point. If you are new and you are listening to this and you are not logged into SDF, but you want to be, email me. If you have any questions about SDF, how to log in, how to listen to Dubious Goals Committee, how to do any weird stuff you don't know who to ask, email me, Tobe at tobe@sdf.org. That's T-O-B at sdf.org. Email me. I will tell you how to do it. And my cat will say, yangs! Okay, my cat is now officially doing kitty business in the kitty business pit.
Yes, who's a good baby?
Oh, we got my cat with her face tucked into the back of my knee. She's trying to shove her nose, I don't know, through my patella? Or no, that's on the other side of my knee. Regardless, the cat's trying to shred my ankles to a bloody pulp. As usual. This may be because we were having a conversation shortly before Dubious Goals Committee started. I was talking to my cat, and I was thinking, I wonder if she has an opinion about this. And so I said to my cat, hey Pippa, who's more annoying, Bono or Morrissey? And she said, can't we get him to fight? And I thought, you know, that's a brilliant idea. In this age of MMA and the Ultimate Fighting Championship, plus we have all this celebrity boxing and we got YouTuber boxing. Yeah. How about we call it Frontman Deathmatch from the 80s. Annoying 80s Frontman Deathmatch. Then it'll be a fight to the death between Bono and Morrissey. Yeah, and while we're at it, let's set up a tag team death match between Tears for Fears and No, Tobe. Don't make yourself laugh. You'll end up choking to death.
Mate.
Mata nai.
Yada, 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 mo.
Mo, sono bagutta 3D game mitai na hashiri koto kawaii.
Mo, dare ni demo itte ru desho, sore. Mo, yada, playboy. Playboy. Abcha.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Andate?
Nyanpas!
Dono michi wake wakaran. Nan nano sore?
Nyanpas!
Nyanpas! That is correct. All right, where are we at here? Drink tea. Oh, it's so good. I do love drinking tea, and I have to tell you about what I did last night. I was working. I was being productive. I was working on Synth. And you're probably thinking, oh, Tobe, did you fix those gates that you were working on, those low-pass weird gate things that are not VCAs, but you can use them like that? Well, yeah, I worked on that for a while, and basically what I did is I dismantled them. I took them apart. And it wasn't difficult. Basically, I swapped the electronics out. I took off a couple of resistors and that transistor, and what did I put in instead? A Vectrol. So now I have a Vectrol VCA. And then when I was building the second one, I thought, you know, I'm going to do something a little bit different, use some different parts in here, and it'll work and it'll sound cool because I can just randomly do whatever I want and it'll just work and be cool because I have the cool, awesome tone power. Yeah, so I built the second one all weird and I threw it all in the rack, and of course, that one doesn't work, but the but the first one does. The first one does, and it's weird. It acts strange. It's not like the other one that I built. And so, yeah, maybe later today I'll work on that some more. But, yeah, we got to test that out. We got to test that out, and we'll test that out here in a minute. See how good that's working. It does have one little quirk, one little problem that people would say, oh, that's a bug. That doesn't work right. No, that's a feature. I did that on purpose. Totally on purpose, I did it. Because it sounds cool this way. Does it really sound cool that way, Will? I don't know. I guess that depends on what you think sounds cool. Oh, I can't get enough of this tea today. It's so delicious and yummy. And, yeah. I guess it's time to go to some music, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, darling.
She's floating like a butterfly, so charming.
Baby girl.
She recognizes the man in me.
Number one of the world.
There's something in her eyes like a spell getting me hypnotized. Oh Lord, she gave me one smile, two smile, three smile. She got me going wild.
Worth more than diamonds and pearls.
So baby, don't change your style.
Sweet honey.
Oh no, no love. Tease me, tease me, tease me, tease me, baby.
Fire in my soul. Woman, tease me till me lose control. Woman, your love is like burning fire in my soul. Woman, tease me till me lose control. Me ball tease me and tickle up me fancy. Right from the clock until me reach climax. And when me reach, me we tell you fi stop. We ya aim for the sky and we not turn back.
Suddenly you think of all the love that I was searching. Tease me, baby, till I lose control. Tease me with your love until I lose control. Take all my body and soul, oh girl. Tease me, tease me, tease me, tease me, baby.
Tease me, baby, till I lose control. Blender.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldson. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh yes, I think we all know what this music means. It's time for the candy report. All right, let's see. Let me grab the candy wrappers from last night. Oh, here they are. And what candy did I eat last night? Let's see if I can remember what order I ate them in. Yep, here we go. Okay, so for the first piece of candy, I had a yummy poochow. Guess what flavor? That's right, mango. Mango is delicious. And then after I ate the mango poochow, I opened up this delicious green apple high chew. It's lovely. I love these green apple ones, and they go really good with the sour guava candy. And if you're wondering, no, I have not replenished my stock. I did not go to the store to buy candy like I said I was going to. I kind of feel terrible about it. But then, then I opened up another poochow. Guess what flavor? Yeah, grape. And then while that was still going, I then added a grape high chew. And then I had the most ultimate grape candy, delicious candy love flavor. And that's because candy is good and everybody loves candy. And I love candy love. And that was the candy report for today. Whatever the date is, I think it's November, and that's all I care about. And so now what are we going to do? Well, maybe we need to move over into the synth zone. Oh, maybe we do. And of course, this means now we got to unplug all this stuff, and we got to... now we got to walk, what... 1, 2, 3.5 meters over here into the synth zone. Okay. Now my cables are all mixed up. Okay, that's good. Okay, plug in some synth. Do we have synth? Yes, we have synth. Do we have arpeggiator? Oh, yeah, we do. And that's not what we're here to do. As fun as that is... Oh, what's that? Oh no, it's the Bit Collider. It's freaking out. It's trying to send messages to space. Oh, yes. I think I'm getting a message from Publius. He's on the moon. He says, Tub, come and join the moon party. And I said, oh, I don't really have a political affiliation. Where the hell am I going with this? Oh, yeah, we're supposed to be testing this crap out. Yeah, what am I doing? Right. The first thing we need to do is to plug some stuff in. So we're going to need little patch cables and stuff. And how are we going to test out this thing that I made, my synth thing? Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it much, but it's really not that difficult. The first thing you do is you plug a thing in. And what are we plugging in? I don't know. First of all, where's the end of this cable? No, it's not the same thing. Okay, I got it figured out. What we're going to do is we're going to take the runaway oscillator, and we are going to plug it into the new thing. So you should see it. It's cool. It's a cool panel, and it's black and sort of pinkish, fading pink with lace on the top and the bottom. Did I take a picture of this? I'm pretty sure I took a picture of this, but I don't think I actually posted it. I don't know what the hell's going on. And so now we got to plug the runaway oscillator in. We plug that into the input. Oh, now see, hear that? You might not be able to hear it. Very faint. This thing doesn't quite close all the way, this weirdness that I've built. And so, you know, whatever. Now we need a source. We need some modulation. So let's just use an LFO for right now, because you know how much I love LFO. We plug that into there. Oh, it's loud. And it's annoying. Let's make it less annoying. Show home. Yeah. My VCA doesn't close all the way. Is that bad? Oh. If it's a minor chord, it must be bad. Let's add BitClider. Oh, we're trying to send some messages into space. Got some space desperation messages. All right, let's unplug the LFO and plug this into something else. Yeah, so you can just kind of hear it. Sounds like reverb, but it's not. Envelope. Let's give it some envelope. So let's use Florian's filter envelope. Here we go. Oh, let's turn the attack way up to see how slow it'll go. Whoa. Not too bad. Let's turn the decay up, see how slow it'll go. Okay, not too terrible. I kind of like it. Let's make it sound differenter. I want it more differenter. Push the button. Oh, it sounds like an angelic choir of synth. But you know what the problem with this particular patch is? There's not enough flashing LEDs. There's not enough blinking lights because I didn't put any LEDs on this thing. It didn't need any, although I could have put some in there. It would have made some kind of coolness. So let's just plug in. I got an idea. We'll plug this into the LED panel. The panel on my synthesizer that's nothing but LEDs that you can patch into and make them flash. Oh, and I got it in the red. It's very bright. Okay, so now what are we doing? Well, maybe we need to hook up some sequencers. If we don't have enough blinking lights, it's because not enough sequencers are running, obviously. What does this do? Oh, yeah. made this weird little bonky bonk dunk 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 bass line the other day when I was messing around. And so we need to do a thing with this. Let's make this work. I need some pitch information. Let's do this. What the hell is that supposed to be? I don't know. But I need it to stop. Only because I need to add some drums to this. It's so stupid. Give me some drums. No. I have an idea. How do I make this work, though? I think I can... How do I do this? If I am feeling like a crazy person, and I kind of am, can't we just use the arpeggiator to make drums for this? Okay, let's find out. What am I even doing? Why does this exist? What is happening? Sometimes things get a little bit synth crazy around here, and I think we all know that, except for the potentially brand new SDF Mastodon users who might be listening to this, the Space Communications Show. No, I meant to say the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. And now it's over and I'm going to eat lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.